to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We're joined by my colleague and friend at the Center for Security Policy. It's Executive Vice President Jim Hansen. You have doubtless seen him recently, featured prominently at Fox News, including last night at Tucker Carlson's show in its new prime time hour. I'm very proud of the terrific job he did, and we'll talk a little bit about the subject of that talk. But before we get to that, I did want to recap a very interesting assessment that Jim provided earlier in the week on Fox and Friends about the first 100 days. Jim Hansen, our former Green Beret, our boots on the ground guy, give us a quick take on what you make of the first 100 days as we approach their end. Jim, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. I think the biggest thing President Trump has done is reassert America's deserved and necessary dominant place on the world stage. We had 8 years where President Obama did everything he could to push us to the rear, to push us down, to lead from behind, you know, to exercise strategic patience and every other bad euphemism for not doing his job as the leader of the free world. You know, it's not necessary that the United States intervene everywhere. It's not a good idea that we intervene everywhere. But if we don't at least show the world that we're willing to act when horrible things like, oh, I don't know, a chemical attack on, you know, civilians is, you know, done by a tyrant, well, you can't just ignore that and let people, you know, let the tyrants run free. President Obama actually drew a red line, erased it, and then President Trump enforced it when Assad a second time, or even more than a second time, conducted a chemical attack. You know, he dropped the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan. By itself, it's not a big thing, but it happens to be a great message that says we will use all American power against the enemies of all mankind. And I think he's changed the tone and put people on notice, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, and this is, of course, a very important backdrop to the conversations that are taking place as we speak. They're in the afternoon. They will have occurred by the time this program airs. But Jim Hansen, one of the things that I'm hoping that the administration senior national security team will be sharing with members of Congress, the Senate there in the White House complex and the House up on Capitol Hill, is evidence of the increasing capability, perhaps the actualized potential to cause us incalculable harm by detonating a North Korean super EMP weapon in space. Could you talk a little bit about that threat? You've been following North Korea closely, including back in the days when you were in uniform. What do you expect will be briefed to the Congress today, and what importance do you think should be assigned to this threat from a space-based nuclear weapon?
I think the problem with North Korea is the current Kim running that country is the craziest in the line of Kims who have been running that country for a while. And they have all been relentlessly pursuing the most dangerous, you know, weaponry and capabilities they could find to augment the fact that the rest of their country is a under third world, fifth world hellhole. You know, it's a prison country. And they can't provide anything, you know, like a decent quality of life. They use their people basically to maintain that. So their pursuit of weapons of mass destruction has been, you know, the ongoing raison d'etre for North Korea. And the idea now, we know they have nukes, they've tested them, we're aware of that. They're pushing farther into it. And if, as you mentioned, you know, they were to decide, okay, maybe we're not going to, you know, send a nuke on an ICBM to the United States and land it on our soil. But if they clack one off in the atmosphere, that could, you know, create the electromagnetic pulse that knocks out so much of the electronics that runs our world that it could cripple us. and it could cripple, you know, much of the rest of the world. And that's a danger we cannot allow to come to fruition.
Yeah, well, it is definitely something to be factored in to what is going on the Hill at the moment, and preparing for dealing with this contingency, both, it seems to me, by having the capacity and perhaps exercising it to neutralize those satellites, as well as to protect our grid, seems to me to be of the utmost importance. Jim, you were talking with Tucker Carlson last night about Germany and some of the statistics coming out of that country. We've already spoken a little bit with Diana West about France and Western civilization more generally, but remind us of what is happening in Germany and what it says about the state of this war for the free world.
Germany is experiencing an unprecedented crime wave related to the fact that they brought in more than 1 million immigrants over the past few years from refugees from mostly Muslim countries. They also have a large immigration from, you know, just the basic open borders concept that the EU operates under. But they increased their Muslim population by a third in just the past 4 years. That's outrageous in any country. They don't have the capacity, and the new Germans, to use Obama's new Americans term, have no interest in becoming German. You know, they are not assimilating. They are not joining German society in any meaningful way. They are living amongst themselves and going to mosques and Islamic centers that are telling them not to assimilate. You know, so it's a situation where they've essentially brought a giant problem into their country, and they have no idea how to take care of it. And now they're paying the price with. And the thing is, the increase in crime, which is more than 50% just over last year, is violent crime. It's murder, manslaughter, sexual assault, and rape. That's what they've done. That's what Angela Merkel's policies and the EU policies have done. And it could basically, if they can't figure out how to fix this, it could destroy Germany as a nation state.
And as Tucker speculated with you about last night, quite possibly lead to a sort of renaissance of some rather ugly behavior on the part of the Germans, to which the world has been subjected on a number of occasions. Let me ask you about another subject, Jim, that I know you're thinking hard about, and that is this ruling by a federal judge on sanctuary cities yesterday. Not the first time a federal judge has objected to what President Trump is up to. Talk a bit about the basis for this judgment and what it portends.
The basis for this judgment is the same as the basis against his immigration pause executive order, and it's liberal politics. It's got nothing to do with the laws of the United States or our Constitution. It has to do with the ongoing freak out of the Democrats and the left about Donald Trump as president and the idea that anything they do as part of the resistance is justified. So you've got judges inventing law out of whole cloth, you know, and deciding that if they don't like the policy, then they will throw a progressive word salad together, call it a ruling, and, you know, say that President Trump's policies cannot be implemented. How can anyone say that a U.S. city can refuse to enforce federal law, but yet still have a right to federal funding for all of its pet programs? That's absurd.
Jim, I'm afraid to have to leave it at that for the moment. I wanted to ask you about the Russian arming, apparently, the Taliban with AK-47s. Hardly a surprise, and certainly not the first time the Russians have been intervening to our detriment, nor, I suspect, the last. But that will be for next week. In the meantime, Jim, thanks so much for all that you do at the Center for Security Policy and representing it so well, and for like those at Fox News you've been on this week. Keep it up. Come back to us again soon. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Affney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.